very much. It's two songs from our new record. It's called Absolute Zero. The Absolute Zero intro, the newly discovered, it was up there in the air, and we just grabbed it out of the air and turned it into the opening of the night, into the title song. And that last song was a song that I wrote with the great Justin Vernon from Bon Iver. It's called Cast Off. Mount Arians casino dwellers are Bon Iver fans? I'd like to give Chad Wright a little love here. We're doing an old song from our third record way back in 1990. And, you like the year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, solo man. Thank you. Song for 20 years until I finally reinvented it on a dare from the audience. And someone just yelled it out. I just happened to be on this instrument when they yelled it. And so I said, well, let me try to play it on this. And it was reborn for me. So here it is.
When the day goes down on the water tide, when the sun sings low, sings low all around, that's when I know I need you now. Oh, well, you're what I miss every kid.
Not the name, but I guess it's all.
A little later. And, two sets. We used to do it, but we mostly do one on one. So here's another old chestnut for your asses. But just like the last one, why don't they play it like the old record? How come they don't play that like that? I'm sorry, I'm a restless soul. Things get born again, reborn, we've been born again, these old songs they're saying collectively to y'all. There's another perfect example. This one was reborn at the Bonnaroo Festival in 2011. We've been playing this play ever since. And I think I was playing, I was sitting around playing on the dulcimer, playing There's a Hole in My Bucket, Dear Eliza, Dear Eliza. And all of a sudden, it moved into this song, as you will see. Thank you.
Casino Pool. You can sound the happy supervised board three.
Thank you.
there, so it makes us feel like jamming in a carnival style. Isn't this so nice, oh, make me feel what I feel tonight. The boy's not getting right, trying so hard, thought his mind. Out in the sky, the sun away, doesn't sun shine today. Something's always in your way, gotta wind the wire away. It's a man I go rock. Every day, hey, slip away, slide away to dreamland, dreamland, slip away, slide away. Hope you'll find a place where it seems golden's always straight and true. Every wall is bright for you. You remember these times we shared. Hope you'll find some comfort there. In the meantime, lose your cares. You can go anywhere. Close your eyes and it will take you there. There. Thank you so much. An old song made you a little Steve Reich here at Minimalism. How many Steve Reich fans do we have? He's licensed to get a little weird on your asses. I love it. That's your standard casino audience. I actually don't know what the standard casino audience is comprised of. But, I wish someone could define it, but it doesn't matter. You're our friends tonight, and fun and that Ferris wheel. Do a request here. We have several, and this is a fun one to do. So, and often when you see a Ferris wheel, a fun house is not far away. So, we're going to do this song. It's about JT's ex-wife. He met her playing keno when he was in Vegas, living in Vegas, playing lounge bands. Before I hosed him with a sheet of Easton gig. That's a different story. Long story. Because I can hear the story. So I, in 1983, got a gig. I was scuffling my ass off in L.A. I'd been signed to a staff songwriting deal in 1980 by 20th Century Fox. But then 2 years later, they blew me out because I wasn't getting they thought I was going to get a big time record deal. Wasn't happening for me then, so a year out. So I was doing the odd demo session work and got this gig with playing with Sheena Easton, the great Scottish bass. So that was 83 and 84. I retained the gig and became the MD, the musical director. So, and the guy who had been the MD, a British man, great Ian Lynn, he left. And so we needed to replace him, so we were looking for another keyboard player. So we auditioned 10 guys. I don't know how the 10 procured the spots. We coveted 10 spots for the audition. But JT was one of them, but another one was one of my close friends, an old University of Miami classmate of mine, named Dave Royston. He's a great player. He came in and auditioned, and he was getting ready to have twins, so he needed the money. He needed the bread. So I was really trying to steer the gig his way. Anyway, this guy John Thomas comes in, and he's the best player by far. He's the best guy. He's totally prepared, plays fantastic, et cetera, et cetera. So we're in there talking, my great former cohort in the range, the bass player Joe Puerta. He and Joe got me the gig. So Joe and I are sitting there talking to Sheena, and she says, "Well, I really like this John Thomas." Yeah, he's good, but you know, Dave's going to be better. not necessarily, but Dave's great, but not him, in that milieu. So I talked her into it, basically kind of strong-armed her into picking my friend Dave, and I've been making it up to him ever since. And right about that time that you met Spillets?
It was a little before that.
Yeah, it was a little before that. Were you married at the time?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was a father.
Moving in that direction. Moving in inexorably to the altar. Okay. So, right. Interesting name she has. It's spelled S-P-H-Y-L-L-I-S. Spillets. Crazy, isn't it? Their parent would do that. So when I know Phil's in my life, Phil Jackson, Phil Lesh, Phil Collins, dropping names, I go, man, they're all called Spiel to me. If I see Phil Jackson, hey, who's Spiel? So Spiel, not Spillets. So anyway, here's the Song of Solomon. There's Walt Whitman's great poem, Song to Myself. And now here's Song to Spillets. Long-standing literary tradition. Mm-hmm.
together, looking for a sign. Thought they saw something in the heat, no lies. There's good lights, she always knew she should. Nice girl of a neighborhood. Everything that money could buy, baby.
Thank you.
Jam, he said, if you don't mind, I went in impromptu and did do a ballad for you in the middle of it. let me look at some requests here. But you can make it. Play the accordion. Okay, I will. I'm terrible at it. That's probably why you want me to do it. You like to see people bending the asses of themselves. I will do that for you, sir. I will humble myself just for you. Watch them scramble. We could do a song you know, or we could do a better song, but it's way more fun and way more interesting, frankly, lyrically for you. What do you prefer, a nostalgic moment? Oh, not so many. Okay, good. You're losing. Good. The nostalgia lovers are losing. Or would you like to hear the interesting song about my friend and I making fools of ourselves quietly in public, thinking we were so hip and cool and realizing the joke was on us? Would you like to hear that one? Yeah, okay. I got this friend, Demadio. He's still my close friend. We've been friends since we're 5 years old, and he writes songs with me. And, so my friend and I, we used to go to bars, Ramada Inns, when it was the thing to do to go to hotel lounges, you know, when the drinking age was 21, and we were, oh, I don't know, 17, maybe, the drinking age was 18, right, back then. excuse me. And so we would go to these places, and we would just laugh our asses off at people who were out there. Disco dancing was during the disco craze. And the perfect verse illustrates this is we had a bodybuilding fanatic, and his name was Jimmy, and he went and joined the gym. His posing was a sight. We thought he looked like a clown in those tights, but we were the ones home alone at night. We were the fools.
Thank you.
A house somewhere someday is what everybody needs. The daddy is employed and everyone succeeds. Regulars and circumstances put him on the outs. Someday, somewhere someday.
Faith in my abilities, race is all.
Aforementioned Cadillac song. This song was played by the group The Other Ones. A few Other Ones fans here.
Yeah.
And Jerry Garcia heard this. He called me up and said, "Nice Uncle Pen rip, man." So we used to play it. This is not the Other Ones version. This is right now. This version we play now. It's about maybe the seventh iteration of this song. This is an homage to a man that inspired me and Kid Troll. We live in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Department Street, Baskin Road, 31st Street, and right next to the A&P there. And we were doing that, but I heard this music that my older brother turned me on to, and it made me want to quit my job that I had at that Rose's store. And I played some rock and roll music and went from there, and here's this in the style of the great Leon Russell. You would gather from miles around, see the mighty
knock them down. Thank you.
In my own.